Nothing wrong with the end of the summer season to hippity-hoppity off to a different land. So we go to Independent Bookville. It's Tuesday and time for book picks and our list from our independent bookseller of the week. Jessica Elder of Northshire Books in Saratoga joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this late summer season, early fall. And Jessica is a newbie, first time on the program, and we're thrilled to have her.
Thank
good
you
morning.
So much.
How
Thank
are you? You?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
And you're in the Saratoga store, so is it nuts?
Yes, it's calming down now after Travers, but it's been a good summer.
Well, that's good. Wonderful. So where would you like to begin?
I'm going to start with a debut book by Maggie Mitchell called Pretty Is. I picked up this book because part of it is set in the Adirondacks. Two girls get kidnapped and taken to a cabin in the Adirondacks. They're 12 years old, and everybody's panicking about, you know, the whole country's looking for them, and, you know, they're all expecting the worst. But it's possible that maybe this idyllic life in the Adirondacks is actually the best life that they could imagine. And it takes them all the way through adulthood and how their lives intertwine, and it was just a super interesting read.
Is this out now? This is out
yes,
now.
It's absolutely.
It's Pretty Is by Maggie Mitchell. All right. Next up.
Next up, I have an older title. It came out in 2012, but it's one of my favorite books of all time by Matthew Dix, Memoirs of an Imaginary Friend. It's about Max, who has autism, and it's told from the point of view of his imaginary friend, Budo. And a lot of times when you have someone with special needs in your life, it's filled with a lot of worry and things like that, but Budo is literally Max's biggest fan. And when something bad happens to Max, Budo, throughout the whole book, is fighting to get back to Max. And it's just really a heartwarming point of view of a pretty tough subject of, you know, having a special needs person in your life.
And the age group for this typically would be?
It's an adult read.
Okay.
But the point of view is definitely, it's going to sound a little childish because it's from the imaginary friend, but it's so worth the read.
Matthew Dix is the author. The name of the book is Memoirs of an Imaginary Friend. It is a novel and sounds great. All right.
My next book is coming out next week, actually, and it's the newest book by Matthew Dix. It's called The Perfect Comeback of Caroline Jacobs, and it's about a woman who is basically a self-described wimp. And she's sitting in a PTA meeting for her daughter's high school, and the president is just going after this one working mom, and she just can't stop herself, and she just tells her off, which is so unlike her. Then her daughter gets a little trouble in school, and Caroline decides to pick up, go back to her hometown, and confront her childhood bully. And it's really funny and really sweet. It has a great mother and daughter story line along with it. And it's really great for anybody who's really happy that they're not in high school anymore.
Whoa, how many of us is that?
Yeah.
Matthew Dix is the author. It's The Perfect Comeback of Caroline Jacobs. All right.
The next is a trilogy that I saw these covers in the bookstore and I said, I need an excuse to own these. So I started reading them. And it's the Wicked Fairy Tale Trilogy. The first one is Poison, which follows Snow White. The second one is Charm, which follows Cinderella. And the third one is Beauty, which follows Sleeping Beauty. They're cyclical, so you can read them in any order that you want. They kind of hop all over each other. But they're so fun and such a different take on fairy tales, especially when so many modern adaptations are coming out about fairy tales, like all the live-action Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty and all those. So I think it was just so fun. And the covers, again, are just so gorgeous.
So which what is the order here?
So it's Poison, Charm, Beauty.
Poison, Charm, Beauty. And they came over how long a period of time?
They came out all this year.
Oh, okay.
So all three of them, the first one came out, I think, in March. And they've come out subsequently since.
And Poison, Charm, Beauty, and will there be any more?
Nope, I think that's it.
We're all done.
As far as I know.
we've had enough one-word titles. Excellent. Okay, Poison, Charm, Beauty, and the author is Sarah Pinborough, I believe.
So the next one I have is a children's book. It's a children's graphic novel that came out last week, Sunny Side Up by Jennifer Holm and Matthew Holm. Sunny gets to spend the summer with her grandfather in his old folks' complex down in Florida, and she thinks Florida is going to be this, you know, filled with beaches and things like that, but sometimes in the old folks' home, it's a little bit different. She does make a friend, Buzz, who introduces her to comic book characters like Superman and the Hulk and Batman, but one of the big undertones is that there's a big family secret that is the reason why Sunny had to go down to stay with her grandfather for the summer that has to do with her older brother. And it's a really funny and endearing story that does touch a really serious subject that I think kids and parents will both enjoy. It's set in the 70s, so I know my mom would love it. So I think it would be really fun.
And let me see. This is Sunny Side Up. And this is for younger readers, right?
Yes. So middle grade, which is like probably second to sixth grade, I would say.
When is a summer vacation not really a summer vacation? So, as you say, graphic novel and, very cool. And, yeah, I'm sure a lot of kids can appreciate that. Yes. All right.
The next one I have is a travelogue, another graphic novel by one of my favorite artists, Lucy Nisley. It's called Displacement. And she, another one about going away with your grandparents, her grandparents decide to book themselves on a senior citizen cruise. And their whole family is like, oh my God, why did they do that? So they send unattached Lucy to go and join them on the senior cruise. And it's really funny and really touching. Her grandmother is in the probably in the middle of Alzheimer's. And, you know, she really, it's a true story. It's all about her real trip with her grandparents. And she realizes that the roles are kind of reversed. She grew up, you know, being taken care of by her grandparents, and now she has to take care of them. And she also brings along her grandfather's journal that he wrote during World War II about his time there and falling in love with his grandmother. So her grandmother. So even though her grandmother can't say so much, she gets this whole different side of her grandparents, and that's definitely written in at the end of every chapter.
The name of the book is Displacement by Lucy Nisley. I don't mean to. This it sounds horrible, but. The cover is disturbing, is it not? Is it just me, or is it?
Maybe.
Is she okay?
She's helping her grandmother swim, who's her grandmother.
But her eyes are closed. She looks like she may be.
Maybe. No. I think she's fine.
Okay. All right. I'll leave you. Okay.
It's a very sweet book that will make you want to hug your grandma.
Okay. All right.
I promise.
I'm just saying, if you judge a book by its cover, that it's a little disturbing. But okay, I'll take your word for it. Excellent. Displacement, a travelogue. And finally.
This is probably my favorite book that I have read in years, The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna. If anyone hasn't read Kristen Hanna, this is totally different from anything that she's ever written, if you have read her or not. Her covers tend to be very feminine and not for everybody, but this book
not as depressing as the other one.
This book is my favorite book. So it's set during World War II in Nazi-occupied France. Follows two sisters. The older sister, Vienne, has a family. Her husband has to go off to join the French resistance, and he gets put in a Nazi concentration camp. And it's just her side of the bravery, as well as her younger sister's, who joins the French resistance as well and is a spy. And it's just two very different points of view, a woman who's fighting for her family and a sister who is not as tied down, that you know, and it just shows their two very different sides. I think that it also shows a not-so-heard-of side of women during the war and what they did. And if you really liked All the Light You Cannot See, which I did,
yeah,
this one, absolutely read it. It was so fantastic. It is up there with that caliber, and I highly recommend it.
Kristen Hanna is the author. The name of the book is The Nightingale. For more information on North Shire Books and the great work they do, you can go to their website. It's northshire.com. northshire.com, or visit them in Manchester Center, Vermont, or Saratoga Springs, New York. Jessica, thank you so much for being here. You did great. That was a very nice debut.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very nice. Very nice to have you with us. Again, we post our book picks and all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable, so you can find the book list there, or you can go to northshire.com and find Jessica's book list at that location as well. Again, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.